It's back to school season, and that means there's a lot of news right now about local school districts, perhaps none more so than the Kern High School District, which serves more than 35,000 students in Kern County. Here to bring us up to date on a number of issues that have kept the district in the headlines, we have with us Harold Pierce with the Bakersfield Californian. Harold, welcome.
Good morning. Thanks, Joe.
It seems like this school year is picking up right where the last one left off with some controversial issues. Earlier this year, the board voted to allow firearms on campus. Now the issue is back and is getting a lot more real. What do we know right now about this application process, and where is this in terms of actually happening in real life?
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, we don't know a whole lot right now about the application process. What we know so far is that the board has approved this, I believe unanimously, to go ahead and allow concealed carry weapon permit holders to bring firearms onto campuses. However, there was some complaints at the last board meeting this month regarding that. One individual who wanted to carry his weapon on campus had come out and asked, well, I haven't received any forms yet. There's no applications. It's gone to the office. They haven't actually finalized this process yet. And when they approved it at their board meeting some time ago, they didn't actually approve it with any kind of logistics in place. They didn't know how they're going to go about approving this thing or actually carrying it out.
And so it's safe to say that we don't really know exactly how many people potentially could be applying at this point, too early to know?
Well, I mean, at this point, it could be every single concealed carry weapon permit holder in Kern County, which I think is north of 4,000 permit holders at this point. And that's a real rough number there, Joe.
When it comes to guns, East High School is also in the news. What's this about a resurrected firing range on the campus?
Yeah, this is interesting, and they've gone ahead, and East Bakersfield High School campus is one that is, it's an older historic school. It was built in the 1930s, and it was actually built with an air rifle range, or maybe it was an air rifle range at the time, it was for 22 caliber rifles, in their basement, and for a long time, that was, an air rifle range up until the 1970s when the program was dismantled, probably over anti-war sentiment because of Vietnam, and so for the last 30, 40 years or so, it's been used as this repository for leftover desks and fax machines, copiers, things like that. Last year, an Eagle Scout, a teacher's kid, had gone through and cleaned that up for an Eagle Scout project. And this school had secured a $10,000 grant from the National Rifle Association for some air rifles. And now the district trustees are considering bringing back an air rifle team to that campus. So if they get that underway, they've gone through a first reading, I believe, so far. They should be able to assemble an air rifle team by next semester.
Now, I was talking about this in our office the other day, and our employees here were surprised to hear that. But some of them who are from the Midwest said, oh, we had those back when I grew up back in the Midwest. Do we know if there's any other schools in the area that have air rifle teams or shooting facilities on campus?
You know, I'm not really sure. Within the Kern High School District, it would seem this is probably one of the only ones that we know of. But from what you said, like you said a moment ago, this was probably very common years ago.
And are they bringing this back with the intent that it's going to be a regular sport, so to say, with CIF?
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. It's not necessarily a CIF sport, but it is a club sport. And one of the things they did loud about it, the trustees, was that, look, you know, the first medal in the Olympics the United States had just won was for an air rifle competition, and a 19-year-old girl had won that that medal. And could she have been able to do that without going to a school that didn't have an air rifle team in place?
Now, we're obviously talking about the Kern High School District today. The district has been in the news for a number of reasons. One of them is the fact the district's concerned it's not getting enough good press. The district is seeking to hire a PR firm to augment its existing in-house staff. What's going on there?
Yeah, Joe, this is a whole other mess. We just call it shenanigans over here. The district doesn't think they have enough good PR right now, which understandably so. They've had a lot of bad PR. Trustee Jeff Flores earlier this year had said it's been a very bloody year for the district. They lost a $10.5 million settlement to a student who had sued the district for basically gross negligence. He had been really, really badly beat up during a prep rally in 2010.
This is the famous chicken suit lawsuit.
Yeah, this is the famous chicken lawsuit, sure. so they had gone through that. They had gotten beat up over this CCW permit issue, which they've been talking about for months over at this district. On top of that, they took a lot of heat for transgender bathroom laws. They were one of these districts that had really considered standing up against the state and had really, you know, I think they had even talked about possibly suing the state at one point over this transgender bathroom law issue. They didn't go that far, but trustees Chad Vegas, who was a pastor as well, had gone as far as saying that, you know, he would never enforce any kind of law that violated his ethical or moral or religious conscience. And as a result, since these wide-reaching anti-discrimination board policies have been set in place at that district, as they have in many other school districts, he has decided not to run for re-election. He can't do what he says. So the district's taken a lot of heat over this, and as a result, the trustees are now saying they're getting negative PR and that the media is out to get them. And I think that a lot of folks in the media just see it as this is something that the trustees are doing to themselves and doing to their district.
I want to go back to Chad Vegas in a moment, but before we do that, sure. What is the status of the bathroom implementation of that directive from the federal government in Kern High School District?
Yeah, they've gone ahead and they've implemented these wide-reaching anti-discrimination policies that specifically mention transgender individuals. So that is basically they're conforming, they're complying with those federal directives.
We're talking with Harold Pierce, reporter with the Bakersfield Californian today, about a number of stories he's been covering regarding the Bakersfield, the Kern High School District, serving students in Bakersfield and beyond. We're talking also about these issues as they relate to some controversial national issues. You mentioned Chad Vegas. He has taken a lot of heat locally, most recently holding some meetings to encourage parents, or at least to tell parents how they can take their kids out of the schools, which he is sworn to represent.
He sees nothing wrong with this either, Joe, by the way. He says that he got into elected office and that he has always been a proponent of a private Christian education. But the reason he ran for elected office 12 years ago was because not every Christian family can afford a Christian education. So the way we infer it is that he's trying to kind of bring some of that flavor into public schools. Obviously, we saw it a few years ago. He brought in God We Trust signs into every classroom, things like that. He's been a pretty strong proponent of the right-wing kind of conservative Christian voice on that board. And a lot of people in this community really, really like him for that reason. A lot of others don't.
And certainly he has been a touchstone in the community. As you mentioned, you said he's not going to run for re-election. Has there been any discussion that he would continue to serve out the rest of his term, or is his dissatisfaction?
Yeah, he's going to complete the rest of his term here, Joe, and that, you know, he also has a an individual, I believe his name is Joe O'Connor, or O'Connell, rather, who he said he supports. He's going to run for his seat. The only other person to run for the seat is Jennifer Bloomquist, and she is a self-described godless liberal, a perfect parallel to Chad Vegas, or a counterpoint, rather. So it should be an interesting election season for that particular board.
And what exactly happened, to go back, what exactly happened with that PR company? Did the district move forward with spending the money to hire that company?
You know, this is interesting because in March, on a March 7th meeting, they had gone ahead and they had provided a no-bid contract for $70,000 to Providence Strategic Consulting, which is a local company out here. They had never before that point represented an educational institution, but the district had no problem signing on a no-bid contract for some PR services that related to the bond measure they're trying to get passed in November. The district will go ahead and they'll deny that it had anything to do with the bond. They say that it's just to get positive PR out ahead of it, which is fine. But what's interesting about that particular firm is that Chad Vegas, the trustee, his nephew, works for that firm. So there was some question of whether there was a conflict of interest there. And this is something that Chad Vegas, of course, denies emphatically. He says that, you know, this was all something that was, you know, that was stirred up so that his son, or his nephew, rather, could get an entry-level job at a, you know, at a PR firm in Bakersfield. It makes no sense, he says. So he denies that.
Now, your colleague Jose Gaspar had a piece in the Californian a few days ago that dropped another bombshell regarding the district. Obviously, this is not your reporting, but what can you relate to us about this story about allegations that the district personnel, including the former district police chief, misused state criminal justice and DMV database to look up information on students and parents? What exactly is going on there?
Yeah, it just gets worse and worse for this district. This is Jose Gaspar's reporting, and he had found that there were certain officials in the high school district, an athletic director, a director of pupil personnel, and one other, who were abusing this law enforcement database, and they were using it to run these background checks on students. So they were essentially spying on students, it seems, and you know, I can't speak to it in the level of detail that Jose probably could, but that's what I understand it as, and that's obviously it could range anywhere from a misdemeanor to a felony. It's a serious charge. I'm not sure how seriously those individuals are taking it at this point, though. The DA has not filed any charges against any high school officials. They've refused to file charges because there's insufficient evidence.
Harold Pierce with us today talking about the Kern High School District. He covers education for the Bakersfield Californian. You can read his reports online at bakersfield.com. And, of course, in the traditional printed paper. Harold, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Certainly. Thank you, Jeff.